Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshas Ba'aloscha, Shir 577. There was one year by the Chavetz Chaim that nobody was able to get a lulav and esrog, besides for the Chavetz Chaim himself. He spent a lot of money, and he had one lulav and one esrog in the entire city. The only lulav and esrog was by the Chavetz Chaim. So it came the first day Yom Tov, everybody daven Shachris with the Chavetz Chaim. And all the Gedolei Olam were there. The Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Ladinsky, was there. Rav Naftali Trop was there. Rav Elchanan Wasserman was there. They were all with the Chavetz Chaim, many other Chashuvim. And they all waited to see what the Chavetz Chaim would do. What would he do with the Lulav and Esrog? So the Chavetz Chaim took the Lulav and the Esrog. He made the Bracha. He quickly did the Nanuim. And then he passed it to the rest of the Tzibur that every person should make the Bracha and do the Nanuim. After everyone finished, the Chavetz Chaim made an announcement and he said, this year, no one's going to have a lulav and esrog during Halal. To do the Anuim during Halal, even me, no one's going to have it. And he explained that it's impossible to give everybody an opportunity during Halal to do the Anuim. Such a big tzibur. So, Elamai, what should we do? Some people should do it and some people shouldn't. People are going to get hurt. And if somebody, chas v'shalom, gets hurt, it's ben adam l'chaveiroi. It's an issa d'oraisa. Nanuim is only a minig of Nevi'im. So therefore, it's better that we shouldn't even have a cheshash that we might be doing an issa d'oraisa of embarrassing somebody, hurting somebody, and not do a minig of Nevi'im. And this is the calculation that a person should make whenever he's faced with a decision in life. Understand that hurting somebody else's feelings might be borderlining on an issa d'oraisa, depending on the circumstance. And sometimes what you're about to do might be a beautiful thing, but it's not necessarily as important as bin adam l'chaveri. And the Chavetz Chaim, even though it was his lulav and esrog, he refused to do nanuim during halal, so not to shter, not to disturb someone in the tzibur.